This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A motorcyclist became the second county road death in 3 days on Monday. James DiCicchio, age 57, of Evergreen, crashed on a curve on Princess Anne Road around 2:30 p.m., according to the Highway Patrol. The motorcycle left the road. DiCicchio was thrown from his 2013 Harley Davidson near Macedonia Church. There was no evidence of impairing substances. Former Whiteville and Tabor City policeman Clay Haygood died in a head-on collision near Hallsboro on Friday. Law enforcement used city and county drones and tracking dogs to capture a teenage kidnapping suspect Tuesday night. The male youth is alleged to have held a female teen at knife point and fled into a wooded area behind Whiteville Auto Auction. That's on Chaparron Highway. Multiple law enforcement officers and support personnel responded. We reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. The intersection of U.S. 74 and Old Lake Road will permanently close Thursday. The Department of Transportation said all traffic crossing the highway will shift to Chaunceytown Road as part of the continued project to improve 74 to interstate standards. The new routes are marked. A starved, injured dog was seized from a home near Whiteville on Friday, and it may have been used as a bait dog for fighting, according to investigators. Harlem, as he is now called, was picked up from a home on E.A. Barnes Road. He had been tied to a tree with no food, water, or shelter. That was despite last week's sub-freezing temperatures. Harlem is now recovering at Animal Protective Services. See this story on our website for more information. The child molester who had a standoff with Bladen County deputies will serve 20 years in prison. Wilton Edwards Jr., age 42, of Bladenboro, pleaded guilty to statutory rape on Monday in Bladen County Superior Court. The district attorney's office said Edwards sexually assaulted the girl for more than a year. He held deputies at bay at gunpoint when they executed a search warrant on his home. Armed thieves took $35,000 in cash and valuables during a home invasion Saturday. Guadalupe Renteria and Yajera Sanchez of Ravens Lane Delco were assaulted, held at the point of a rifle, and robbed on Saturday. The sheriff's office is investigating. The original Whiteville Santa is open Wednesday through Saturday at Santa's House on Smith Street in Whiteville, right beside Farm Bureau. The band of the season is welcoming visitors from 3:30 until 7 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. A 15-year Christmas tradition south of Whiteville can almost be seen from space. Since 2009, Corey Lee's family has decorated their home at 7020 New Britain Highway South with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. The Leesville show is free on top of that. The lights go on around dark every day through Christmas. The Lee family just does this to help out the community and give everybody a little bit of Christmas cheer. James Edwards is collecting new or gently used blankets for distribution in Western North Carolina. Blankets will be accepted at Body Shapers in Whiteville through Friday. The Columbus Baptist Association will host Meet Me in the Alley on Friday from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. Take a break from the Christmas hubbub and enjoy some music, s'mores, cookies, giveaways, and, of course, the Christmas story. The free event is sponsored by Crossroads Church, Pleasant Plains WMU, and Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church. Welcome PFWB will present its Christmas Cantata Sunday at 11 a.m. Then their youth play Bethlehem Express will be Sunday night at 6. Welcome is located at 3104 Old Cribtown Road in Chaparron. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.